Shir Mem Aleph in Shabbos, Chof Al, continued. Chof Al, Tevis, Etof Shimon, and Zion, January 11, 1977, on Tuesday.
But, even the Shivo Mech, and Rubi is a little less than Mech. Is a little less than Mech. So the Mele, it is Ten Tvochim, so it's exactly Ten Tvochim. So it's exactly 10 tvochim. So the Mele, that moment is considered a boche. So then it's going to be a yud, the oche dal dale. So the Mele is put there because that moment it's not in the Rishis Ayot. This is what he says. Mele, the oche pshisha koi. The chinike shigo masho chad. The chshemagi is amchitz, the chshomri shin amchitz, the chshomri shin amchitz, the chshomri shin amchitz, the ופילום יחיד צהורי יסעבי רק מי שגבי היוד ואף אותה בהכת כברת גבי היוד מצטרף משהו היי ויסעב גבי נפצע יוחי כי דבר מביאו גבי פעים שיצא חיוד so that's a קשה why do we say that if it is שיבו משהו so that means that from here to here exclusive of the movie השוואי it's only 6.5 and משהו 6.5 plus 6.5 was. So 6.5 was. Why? Because the Uwe Ashalayim is not Mitzurah to the Mechitze, to the Halb of Mechitze. But we say, Hir Kaper is Gabri Ayud, so then we say that he's Potter, even though it's Gabri Ayud together with this. Why? Because Gidutei Mechitze is starting, so Gidu Trotzi Tepach. Umechitzo 9.5 vorti is mitzvati. So what difference does it make? So in this case also. So this is the gilut. Does it make a difference whether the gilut is a parent or the gilut is a tap? If the aloha is gilut, chamisha umechitzo chamisha mitzvati, does it make any difference whether the gilut is a parent or the gilut is a tap? So here too it should be mitzvah. So in Chaname they are mitzvah, but we could not apply the aloha of love. We could not apply the aloha of love. Why? Because actually a real mechitze is a mechitze that is maki b'chol. That's a real mechitze. Omud kovei ayud b'rochev dalet also has a din of a but it's not mamche mechitze, it's not actual mechitze. An actual mechitze means something that encloses an open space, hollow space. That's the definition of mechitze. So then you can ask, so why do we say Omud Gobi Ayud Rochel Dalet is a Shayochi, but it's not Maki. Alright, so what do we say? Because Rashi explained it on the basis of Gudasik Mechitzte. But in order to, so maybe if we say Gudasik Mechitzte, so that means that the Pnei Ha'omud goes up, this Pnei Ha'omud goes up, this Pnei Ha'omud goes up, this Pnei Ha'omud goes up. So you have open space on top of the book. But in order to apply the aloche of Gudasik Mechitzte, you must have a Mechitze Yud first. You cannot say Gudasik Mechitzte unless you have a Din Mechitze. So we have to say that's the aloche, that Omud Gobei Ayud, the Rochel Dalet also has a Din Mechitze. But it's not a Mechitze Mamesh. A Mechitze Mamesh means something that encloses open space. But that's the aloche, the Teo Gobei Ayud, Omud Gobei Ayud, has a Din Mechitze. Since there's a Din Mechitze, so we may we apply the aloche of Gudasik Mechitze, so on top we already have open space. But the basis of that aloche is, of the basis for the foundation for the aloche of Gudasik is another aloche. That Omud Gobei Ayud, the Rochel Dalet itself is considered to have a Din Mechitze. So it has a din mechitze. But it's not mamish muket mechitze. Mamish muket mechitze is only when you have a mechitze that's around space. So that's mamish mechitze. That's mamish muket mechitze. But omud gobei ayud has a din mechitze. In order to apply the aloche of lomud of mechitzes, so it's not enough if you have a din mechitze. But you have to have an actual mechitze, not a din mechitze, but an actual mechitze. What is an actual mechitze? So, if it is shivo mechzo, So then you have the mechitza itself, an actual mechitza of seven, and the mash exclusive of the Ubi Ashalai, you have seven plus a mechitza of seven plus, exclusive of the Ubi Ashalai. So the moment when it reaches Pachas and Gimel Tvachim from the Karaka, so you have a mechitza, so we fly the Aloha of Lohu, and you have mamish a mechitza. Masha'inke, if it's Shifo Mashu, so exclusive of the Ubi Ashalai, you don't have seven plus. You only have six and a half plus. So in Meile we can apply the aloche of Lovud of Mechitzes. In order to apply the aloche of Lovud of Mechitzes, so we must have an actual Mechitze, not a dinner. This is what this is. נראו לבוא, תערוך את שישה קודם, וכי אם תשיבו משהו חייב, וכשמגיע המחיצס כפשוטו לאיש, אין המחיצס לאיסיו, ויהיו בישראל מצטר, דיבינו מחיצו לאיסיו, ורק לאיש של בניות, ואף אגב דרך אני כבר אצלו ביהיות, מצטר משהו לאיים, ויסר כבר אישי סיוכי, כדור הפרקי, וכבר בא אישי תחיות. So, וכי מדל גבר אישי סיוכי, is what Razel and it's now here, it's interesting. Teacher says, the Hidden Dal Gabi Shayochi is what Razel. Now, Teacher doesn't mention here, we are for Gabi Echen, the Kazeres of the Ayu, we start in the Shulai, we don't give a new, we is Kibne Shaka Beres here, which is a Yochi, which I'm not a Kidoma, we here, the way are you. Urechobo Bob Potter, that is it doesn't say. But this was mentions the Gemara of Baishin Zechel Yud between Rakasov. Why doesn't this mention the Gemara Leo? Why do they have to resort to Baishin Zechel Yud? The answer is, there we are dealing when it's not coffee out here. So Mimele, when it falls like this, so here it's completely hollow. So it has avenue. So since it has unlimited avos, not just avayud, avokia it has av. So mele we could say, so it has a dinner of Shayochi. Masha'im came when it's kofal pio, and exclusive of the Ubi Ashalayim, there is no gevayud, exclusive of the Geva Ashalayim. So mele there is a chovo less than yud. So the mele, if it's a whole less than yud, how can it have a mishu sayochi? How can it have a dinu sayochi? Then we see from the Tesis Hishenim, the Tesis Hishenim says, Ve'id Yishlim ad hoche yish mechitzus reis bachutz, ve'im tzorech mitzare tagid yutel ve'im avenim. So now it's from the Tesis Hishenim, we see that in order to have a chalishem mishu sayochi, so it ma, in order that the teich, should have the din Rishna Yochi, so it must have a whole yud. Avenue, a whole yud. So they couldn't mention the Gemara here. Gobei Ayud Rechobo Bof Poter. So we see that this is Mitzurah with this. Because here it's not Kopi Al Pio. So it has Avenue. Mashenke in this case was Kopi Al Pio. So it doesn't have Avenue. So it's not a Mishnah, you could say it's not a Mishnah Yochi. So the other case is forced to mention the Gemara of Avir Shem Yisek, of Vayishin Sechim Yud, the Gemara of Vashon Yud. So the God, the top of the God, has a Mishnah Yochi. So the middle, you would expect that the next step is, so this should say, Yechim Dal Gabi Mishnah Yochi. So Teichei, Gam Kei Mishnah Yochi. This doesn't say that. This doesn't say, Yechim Dal Gabi Mishnah Yochi. So, Teichei Gam Kei Mishnah Yochi. We don't say, we can't say that, because the Gemara says, so that means that even though on the God and the top it's a Yochi, so it doesn't mean that the inside is a Yochi. Why not? Because it doesn't have our youth. So it couldn't be a Yochi. Because in order to have a Yochi, so it's not enough that it has the fittest. It has to be holy dear. He explains it in terms of holy dear. So what does it mean? It has to be, I mean, he doesn't even use holy dear, that Abu Hanano uses holy dear. So we say that it is shaming the cause of Shidu Abu Hanano. So in other words, so Tate says, deliberately didn't say, V'chidu Yal Gabe V'shusayohi, Tate Chigam Ke V'shusayohi. He doesn't say. But Tate only says, V'chidu Yal Gabe V'shusayohi, Quarter Hazir. Now, how do we understand this? So, if you went over to Rav Chaim, it's a very important Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim mentions the Kalachina. In Machir Meisim Lechitze, Liatzmi Lekosh. In Machir Meisim Lechitze, Liatzmi Lekosh. So, but here's his song. Maybe the debt aloch of Machir Meisim Lechitze, Liatzmi Lekosh is only Shayach on the top of the case. In other words, if you have a case on you, maybe down on the this is not a down. But it encircles, it encloses a certain portion of space, and it confers a status of Rishayochid upon the enclosure. But the case in itself was not a down. So that's Rabbi Yechnes Abaye and the Gemara Speche, that if somebody will throw a chivet and the chivet will fall on top of that case, so it will be high. The top of the case also in the Zoyachim, because of the Kalachim. Imachim, and it's in the Chitzelach Mekosh. If it encloses this enclosure, and it confers a status of Rishayochim upon the enclosure, so it confers a status of Rishayochim on itself. So Chaim has a Sofi, does it confer a status of Rishayochim only on the top of the case? But not the Mekema Keisel. The Mekema Keisel means the tangible Keisel. Suppose you have a crack in the Keisel inside. So that is not the Rishayochi. Or, after all, the Keisel, it's not just the surface, which exists only in the imagination, that it confers a Chalisha Rishayochi upon the enclosure. It's the tangible Keisel. So for the same reason that it confers instead of Shayochi on the top, on the top surface of the Kesel, why shouldn't they become a Kesel, the tangible Kesel? Also, in the Shayochi, maybe if there will be a crack in the Shayochi, and then a Chifetz will fall in that crack, let's say a needle, will fall in that crack, so he'll be high or not. Why? So why should we say that the Mekema Keisel does not have a status of Rishayochi? Because the Mekema Keisel does not have any avir. It doesn't have avir yud and dalet. That means it doesn't have. So in other words, so there might be a requirement in order to have a chaliz nir Rishayochi, it must have avir. And the Mekema Keisel is auto, and even if you have cracks in the Keisel, but it doesn't have avenue, so it's not the Rishus Ayochi. But Chur Rishus Ayochi, because there is special aloche, that Chur Rishus Ayochi, the bottom of the Rishus Ayochi. We see that from Tetzes, the aloche of Chur Rishus Ayochi, as the Rishus Ayochi, is based upon the fact that the Nir Rishus Ayochi, the Amishtamish. Because Tetzes says, V'daf Tetzim Shalom Ayom Yitzchshiv and Chur Rishus Ayochi. Abo Shalom Atom Aso, Ein Rishus Ayochi, Mishtamchim Shom, Lepne Rishus Rabi, She Mishtamchim Ben. So, on account of the fact that Nir Rishus Ayochi, the Nato, Mishtamish in the Chur Rishus Ayochi, the Matam Yud, so it does not have a Rishus Ayochi. What difference does it make? Bishleim Ali Gabi Rishus Rabi. All right, so Rishus Rabi is based upon the Mishtamshes and the Hiluch of Rabi. But here, Rishus Ayochi, what difference does it make whether it's Rishus Ayochi, the Mishtamish or not? So it seems from this list that that the Chur Rishus Ayochi could not become a Rishus Ayochi by itself. And even if the Chur Rishayochid happened to be in a Keisel that confers a status of a Rishayochid, on account of which the status of Rishayochid is conferred upon the enclosure, so still the Chulim of that Keisel do not have the Rishayochid on the basis of the Kalachim Achim is in the Basel culture. Why not? Because it doesn't have Aviyah. A Rishayochid has to have Aviyah. as Rabbi Chanan says. The Teicha Bais is not a Rishayochim because it doesn't have Abayut. It has that, and it has to have a whole of you of Gevayut and Dalad also. Otherwise, it's not a Rishayochim. But Mechitzes it has. So, Mimele, that's the two alternatives in Rabbi Chanan. Whether the Kalchim Malachim is Mechitlas Mekolshim applies only to the Gava Kesel, because the Gava Kesel is Avir. But the Mekema Kesel, which is Otto, and Bitnevitezikle, but it doesn't have a whole Gevayud and Dalet al Dalet, so the Mele it doesn't have Dinu Shayochi, or it has a Dinu Shayochi on the basis of the Kalachimer, even without Avir. Without Avir. So we see from Tesis of the Hochon Noch of the Chir Kolshehu that the tzaddik alachim alachim is achivas mekolshim. So the mekema kesel does not have a din rishisayot. Why? Because only the gava kesel. Because the gava kesel has avi, has whole yud and dalal and has avi dalal dalal. But as a gava yud, it has avi dalal dalal. But the mekema kesel not, mekema kesel not, except on the basis of chol rishisayot. So the mele, this tesis doesn't say. Actually, there is a machin. There is a halachin of lachir meisim mechitza la'atzmi kolshim. So, and since, so it's based upon the fact that the mechitza, the kesel, confers the status of a mishas halachin. Now, mechitza has two potentials. Not only potentials, it has two functions. The mechitza, if you have a mechitza, if you enclose the space, so you take a portion of space and you set up four kesel. Three kesels, four kesels. And so then each kesel is less, does not have dalet al dalet. So then we say that the kesel has a din of rishayochi, because lachir is in the chitzelas in the kolshim. Because since the kesel has the effect of conferring the status of rishayochi, so it confers upon itself the status of rishayochi. But the kesel has the, besides the effect of conferring the status of rishayochi, upon the enclosure, it has another effect. Mechitzes has the effect of negating Chalez Din Rishis Rabim. We see according to the Rambam three mechitzes. So do not confer a status of Rishis Hayochid upon the enclosure, but they do negate the status of Rishis Rabim from the enclosure. Three mechitzes. So all the Rishayim agree that mechitzes have two potentials. First of all, two functions. First of all, it confers the status of Rishayochi, and even if for some reason they couldn't confer the status of Rishayochi, let's say, three mechitzes according to the Rambam Shite, but they still fulfill the function of negating the status of Rishus Rabin from the enclosure. So we may lay just as we say the Kalachemer, in Lachir, we may see mechitzel asmi kolshu. So just as we say, Ligabi the Chalishem Rishayochi, just as it confers the status of Rishayochid upon the enclosure, it confers a status of Rishayochid upon its gal. So it also, we should say, in Lachili, it negates the Chalishem Rishis Rabi. We actually coach me that it negates the status of Rishis Rabi. The Nafkemina would be in Ligabe the Mikema case. So the Mikema case, we cannot say on the basis of Lachir Meisim Mechitzel Atzmi Kolshim that it should have a status of Rishayochi, because in order to have a status of Rishayochi, the Rach says it must have Abayut. Gevayut. A Geval of Abayut it must have. And Dalet al Dalet. So the Mekemach HaKesel, the Toto, it has no Abayut. So it cannot have a Chaliz Din Rishayochi. But this prerequisite of Abayud is a prerequisite in the Chalishan Rishayochid, but it's certainly not a prerequisite in the negation of Shem Rishus Rabi. And since Lachim, it accomplishes two things. It negates the Halishem Mishis Rabbi and it confers his status of Rishayot. Because of that, the Kaaba Keisel also accomplishes both functions. It now fulfills both functions. It negates the Halishem Mishis Rabbi from the Kaaba Keisel and it confers his status of Rishayot upon the Kaaba Keisel. As far as the Bikema Keisel, which is Otto, which has no open space, no avir, no chol, so it could confer a status of Rishis Hayochim, because it has no avir, it has no avir yud, no dalad dalad, nothing. But what it certainly can negate the chalishen Rishis Rabim from the Mikema Kesa. So the melee. So if it negates the chalishen Rishis Rabim from the Mikema Kesa, so the melee, what does it become? The Mokim Tov. So the melee, the halacha is in the Mokim Tov. This is what this is. But for the same reason that Al-Gabi is a Rishis Hayochi, Al-Gabi is the Kesel itself is a Rishis Hayochi, the Gaba Kesel is a Rishis Hayochi. So there is a Shayochi because it is Avo Yud also, it has unlimited Avo. But so Bimele, the autumn of the Kesel, of the Deif and Akaveres, cannot ever be a Shayochi because it doesn't have Avo. It doesn't have Avo Yud. But we still apply the same Aloche. In Achim is in Chitzelas, in Kosh. The Chim Dal Gadol is Shayochi, is Potter Azere, we call him Kim the Vea Yud. Oh, so the melee. Why don't we apply that loch of Amud? We call what in Kingdom the way you do Machas Lovud in other pockets in Kingdom Mitzvah. And when came, you are Mechitzes, lay us you with Vada Shalom. We are Mechitzes, Lovud, and we Mechitzes. You keep there, we couldn't have. Tell me that. So what it is, the Amrino Lovud, Lambino Lobud El Mechitzes. Where does Rashi say Lambino Lobud El Mechitzes? So you could say that when Rashi says in Pirat Bikuntres, he really has reference the Rashi Baptes, which is, so everybody raises the question as to his theory. You could say that, but I don't know where the thesis meant that. It's possible that when Rashi, when thesis says in Pirat Bikuntres, he has reference. So, to the Rashi here, if Shalim Kopo Mechel Mim Alobu, to the Amun Alobu Del Mechitzes, probably it means this Rashi. It doesn't mean the Rashi Daftes, because the Tesis had meant the Rashi Daftes, so Tesis himself should have asked that Kashi the spirit between the Rashi here and the Rashi over there. So, no probability, Tesis says, the Amun Alobu Del Mechitzes, the Amun Alobu Del Mechitzes, it means the Rashi here. If Shalim Kopo Mechel Mim Alobu, the Amun Alobu Del Mechitzes. Kibir becomes Teda, Vibshalayim Rimato, we are bringing the levels. Alright. Now, the Chaim discusses this question whether, in the case where the Kesel does not confer, when the Mechitze does not confer a Halishan Mishu Sayochi, and the terich of the bias, but only on top, whether, and because of the aloche and tudasi, whether we apply the kalochen mea of bim lachir meisim chitzel atzmi koshim. Achir is with atzmi koshim. And here, so I mean, the way you say, v'chidim de al gabi, v'shus ayochi is poter azeri, so we say that it is that it's on the basis of the aloche, but here we have to resolve, but Rishayochi it couldn't become an account because the Mikema Kesel does not have it, but so it cannot accomplish this thing that it should have within the Rishis HaYochid, but it does accomplish the other function of the other function of the chitze. In other words, that lachirim is the chitze, lachirim is the chitze to be makia shemesh sarabim. That's when we coach that it's makia shemesh sarabim. So we see, according to what we say in the states, so it follows that even though here we have to resort to the aloha of gudas mechitze, because Teisa says lachirim dal gabel mishus ayochim. Why is gabel mishus ayochim? Because we say mechitze hamisha and gidut. Gidut hamisha, gidut chotzitepach, it doesn't make a difference, is mitzvah. But we still, according to most rishonim, we have to resort to the aloha of gudas. Because the day when HaKaveres doesn't go higher than the Shalayim, so we apply the aloha of gudas. So even though we still we still have to resort to the aloha of gudas, so we still apply the aloha in Machir and Isim Chitze Lassim Koshi. Even though it's not in Chitze over inside, it doesn't make a Rishon Yochi over the inside. Because inside, you don't have a Geva of Yud, you only have a Geva of Tess in the head. So that's like buying shein deichin yud, we can read a mashal asor. So still, Teisves applies the aloche of im lachir meisim chiz las mekotshim. But on the basis of that aloche, it can only, the shem of Rishus HaRabim can be poka from the mekim amchizes. But not, the shem of Rishus HaYochim is not chal, because it's otu. But the aloche we apply. So we see, according to what I say in Teisves, so the Teisves shikim is, So Teisa Shite is, I mean, not even Teisa Shite. So Teisa Shite is that we do apply the aloche. As a matter of fact, Reb Chaim himself said in one motion that according to Teisa, so we apply the aloche in Lachir and Reis and Mechitza Latzvoi Kolshkun, even though the effect of the Mechitza is not to confer the English Sayochi to the Kele, but only Remayo. But it cannot confer the English Sayochi on account of the fact that there is no Abbe Yud. There is no Abbe. But it can still negate the Gemara Shisra. The Chidu Dalgadu Mishta Yochi is Potter Hazeh. Right. Shivu Mechtu. Shivu Mechtu Potter. Yichshe Magiris HaMechitzes Der Gimu Yesho Mechitzes HaSoho Ribad HaShoai Vareyu Rishus HaYochi Yichoshit Kinoch Beis Isho Vishuvin Mishai Avo Gav Yoracha Miken Mifil Ore Tzubot Omen Rishus HaYochi Vinasi Kibin Rishus Rabi Avo Rinnah Ochivo אַז דאָ זיין מאַכט צו חיי, וואָס מיר מאָל מוז דאָ אין חיצץ, און חיצץ מיט שיבע און גיי שו מאָך דאָ. אַבער גיי מאָך דאָ אין האָב איך שו קאַפּוס אין דער אומער וואָס מיר מאָך. סו ווי האב יער מאַכלק די ראַשע דיס. א קאָל צו ראַשע. סו ווען ווי זיי שיבו מאַשע איז חאַל. א נאָמע שיבו מאַשע איז פאָר דאָ גיין אויף דאָ. מאַשע די ביז קאָפּ וואָ. סו דען we would say even Shivo Umashu is Potter. According to Teis, it's just the reverse. That when we say that Shivo Umachzo is Potter, that's only Rechobobo. And if it's not Rechobobo, we don't say Lord altogether, so even Shivo Umachzo is Potter. Now let's see the Balaboy and Ramban on this. Ramban is very good. זו הכוון הזו של רבי. פירש שעובדים בהלוכס, לא כל הציר, שהוא פירש בכל פעם פירקו, הוא פירש רע של רע, עם מבורס, כולו. So he agrees with רשס קצת, דבר אמר. והוא מכל פעם פירו בשם הרחוב השישו עסקים. שאם הוא יסו רחוב השישו, אבל בזיין הוא משהו הוא יפה. מפני שיחל כסכשו זה אף. בכל שתגיע לבוכס מגילו, כי משהו חדם. מי שדברו על מנחיס מחיץ וחמם בי מוטל הער דני והר נראו מי שקופה על פיו שחוטל של מחיץ אספיר למטו אבו כשזו קופיו למיים או כי מי שהשוליים פיינו למטו ואיחודו של מחיץ אספיר כאו להקם כי היה מטוע במיים או לעמדים מגודחת להר כנחת על מטלה וסו עצמם יש לסיים פיינג את רשי סו עצמם יש ובי לסיים פיינג את רשי נאו לצי בלמוד אומר הקיס and the same thing that Ramban says in Chiddush. Omar Achiz, the one of Peggy Moreno is Dim Rabin Agot, he says, Pirish Arava Alochez Mloi Kol Atzirech. Shloi Pirish the Kof Al Pi Yichud says he's not masik on the reef in any way. He just says that he didn't explain it fully. All right. So he says, "Vashmu atzlichol itni." Remember last time I said Ramban and then I didn't find him in the Ramban, but it's actually the Ramban here in the Muhammad's, not in the Kiddush. So it's the same thing that the Rashba says. In other words, the Rashi thing is that it must be Dapke Rechovoro. What he needs, the diameter is 5 fochim and 3 fifths of a tefa, it's not enough. Why? Because they would be a Ritlin and a Mitzur. So Teisa says the Kashi against the Rash from the Gemara later. That munach le'midel mishtamash. So here too, even though the halal it does not, the halal hakaveres does not have dalet, only together with the movie have infinite the dalet, but he can put something here on top, so then the baby to be mishtamash, dalet, this basis has so gay in the rach. So what does the Rashba say? No. When can we say, it is the practice to be mishtamish. Mashein can hear when it's very thin, like the Gemara of Machzeres. So it's not practicable to put it up in the mishtamish, because a person knows that if he puts a daf in his mishtamish, no probability to break. So the male, even though it's still possible for him to take the chance that it will break, maybe it will break, maybe it will not break, but since it's not practicable to be monach mit dem mishtamish, so it's not considered the mokitash mishtamish. In order to be considered mokitash mishtamish, it must be practicable. If it's not practicable, and the person will be deterred from putting it that in the mishtamish, so it's not the mokitash mishtamish. So, and here, mechitzah dekaver is the monach mit alayim, people don't do it. So the way mishtamish or should be killed because it might break, and we take a madness. So the Ramban also says, "Be the aim of having shown you was a perish maspik shoma." Do we talk about the chum of it? She be chum walking through tons of perish and mak. She be tired of it more than that. They charge a few of the chum of off potter. But what say also that the cash that was the damage. So we gave it that to me. In other words, so what does Rashi mean when he says it's the chum re that until it is the chum of all, with the rabbon is still higher? So the kasha of the Rabban is with Rabbon, it's also even if it's Rechobov, it can be Rechobov of 10 and 100, it doesn't make any difference. With Rabbon it's still also. But the answer is no, there are two kinds of the Rabbonos. If it's Rechobov, it's also the Rabbon, there is no Makas Maus, then it's time it's a Rabbon. It's not in the Lech HaShabbos. Masha'im came, if it's Rechobov, 5 and 3 fochim, but not war, then it's not a mere Zeh of the Rabbon. But the Rabbonon is in the Chal Shabbos. That's the Teretz on Rabban's Kash. That, boy, Chari, I feel the Chobo of Pot Rabbo also, who the Chobo of Boch Shivo, who the Chobo of Shisho Chayim Chatos, who the Shkobas Menisku Koma. They in Zewe Kule. He kits a Rabbi Nezal, before the Shkobo of Yoki Noki. Abu Kosa with the Rabashe Kirush. Any man of my was so cool, who the Chobo Chari, who said Muhatai Mishabai, Mao, Nevi Idea. She ain't say that Ram, you know, that to be seen in the Chobo Shish. Moshe Mila Baramoyazam. So Ramboitzi rejects the Baramoyaz and Rashi's chat that this memory has reference, this Gemara has reference to him in the Chobo Shisho. But if it's the Chobo Shisho, so even Shivo Mashu is wrong. No, it's not like this. Which Baramoyaz, we will be Chobo Shisho after. And he rejects things as she tells. In other words, because according to Tesis, only if it's Rechobo Shisha. So then he's put there, if it's Zayin Mechzo. But if it's not Rechobo Shisha, so then Shiva Machzo is Chayet, that's the Yeshite. So he rejects that Shiva too. The way we show the Shisha Dachte, Moishin Dio Bistrabin Sobaza. And what Bein Shem Rechobo Shisha, Bein Shem Rechobo, Misu. So he said, don't make any difference. You see, according to Rashi, So daf kei no rechov, but rechov shisho. So you shivo mashus. According to the text says daf rechov shisho, but even no shivo shisho. According to Rashi, so daf kei no rechov shisho. But if it's rechov shisho, you shivo mashus. According to the text says daf kei rechov shisho. But if they don't recover shisho, yishivo machzor is chayiv. Yishivo machzor is chayiv. So he says no, he doesn't make a difference. And when they recover shisho, they recover nisuk. The man we have in love with the shabbat and the shoes, dobo shewukli. But we got seen, we will be town with love with love with achiz and chitzdev, with achiz and chitzdev. And when he get up to shemisho, shiyo, do we say shleisho, nasis kiminachat. ואפילו הוא אימן ביום, אל תכתוב של רבון לצורך הנוח על קבי משהו, הפוסטון מזיר. כאילו אם הזיר כמו כאילו מוקים שיצאים כאילו נוח כך, אבל לא הכי כמעט את נובש שם יצאים כאילו נוח כך. ומשום שהגיע לפוח צמיגים, הוא נזכוח הנוח עושו, ונפתע עולה. דירי כאילו דף נסמיד אוכל בקרק, לא ישתס רשוץ, אלא כלי הוא בעד ממה יום עשור, ואף הוא בשביל עולה הכל נסך עשור. וכאן אומרים הרי הקיר בישר והלוח בישר ואמרים לו מוקים תור אסיה שם את יחשוי שו שם נוחים מוקים תור וכשאים הושיב הוא אומר אחתו חייב מבישים לנס רשוס מפני לוב כי בריש אבל שום אמר חצי בסיך נעשו יעיץ ונשאל שם אין דף נעיץ אלו תוון נעיץ אלו אי מה נחוסו בסיך שלי שו כאילו מישהו סגבי מהירה ולעתם זה רקטה הכל זה very strange. This Ramban, the Chamis, and the Chidush, he says the same thing. Nevertheless, the Ramban is Chelik, and Rashi and Tesis, because according to Rashi and Tesis, what kind of law is the Gemara applying here? The Gemara is applying the law of Mechitzes. The Ramban says, the law of Mechitzes goes as law of protection. Not only according to Ravashi, who says, Mechitzes is Sechen Asuris. You see, Rashi says that according to Rav Ashi we can apply the law here of Lobu, of Mechitzes. Because after all, it's a different of a Kelim. So it's Mesechel Asuris. But according to Rav, according to Abaye, we do apply the law here of Lobu, of Mechitzes. Even vis-a-vis Mechitzes of Kelim. But the Rambam says no. Everybody agrees that the law here of Lobu, of Mechitzes has no application to the to Mechitzes of Kelim. Mechitzes of Kelim is not is something else. Mechitzes of Kelim. So what kind of law would we apply? There is a law here, Kol Poches Mikimu, Kiavis Michtadam. That's not the meaning of Mechitze. That's not the meaning of Mechitze. In other words, that's Kiavis Michtadam. So he says as follows. In other words, Gope says, Rehobo, Tabashi says, "Afiush, not that Tabashi. I'm Rove, the Bible. This is Shimo Mashu is Chay. Shimo Mechzo is Potter. Shimo Mechzo is Potter. So he says, Lovud of Mechitza says no application, but there is not a halacha of Lovud of Kol Poches Midimu Karas Mechledam Ye. So anyway, now suppose this is the Karka Rishu Sarav." So Mele, if it is Shibo Machzo, so when it reaches Poches Megimu Tloch from the Karak, let's say this is Poches Megimu Tloch from the Karak. Poches Megimu Tloch from the Karak. So Mele, the Avi, so the top, the Shulai, the top of the Kaver is Lemaila Miut. If it is Shibo Machzo, so the moment when it reaches Poches Megimut Vochen from the Karaka, let's say here, this point is Poches Megimut Vochen from the Karaka. So when it reaches this point in its fall, so this is the Malamute. So it's Agde Mokitu. So then the question is, so when do we say that it's Lemailo Miliyut, if it is Shibo Machzo, but if it is Shibo Mashu, so then it's not Lemailo Miliyut. Alright, so that That is like Rashi, in other words, only when Shivo Machzo, so then it's a Ravalu. But if it is Shivo Masho, so it's not a Ravalu. But the Kashi that the Rashi raises against the Ramban, so why does the Gemara distinguish between coffee out for you and not coffee? Bishoy may come to Rashi and he says that the law would here mean the law of Mechitzes. So we understand the distinction between coffee al piyo, not coffee al piyo. Because if it's coffee al piyo, so it has ishan mechitz. Because there is no shrine that is mafzik. So the moment when it reaches parts of the dimut wachim from the karke, we consider it as if it already extends to the karke. Mashayim gen, if it's not coffee al piyo, so the shrine is mafzik, we cannot say bilachis. But according to the Ramban, it's not alochem gudachis. Even Rabbi Lavai agree that we cannot apply the aloha of Gudachis regarding Fanim of the Mechitza of the Kli. So it's not Gudachis. It's not the Gudachis of Mechitza. So what difference does it make whether it's Kofi Alpi or it's not Kofi Alpi? So just as Rabbi says, that Kofi Alpi or Shiva Machto is Pater. Why? Because when it reaches Pater's Mechim, it's walking from the Karake. So this piece, both jets and both vitrochim. There is a small piece, a noticeable piece of the upper portion of the kaberes that bulges, that extends above vitrochim. So it's actually what it do. So if it's not from the LPO, so Rashi they just say no, if it's not from the LPO, we cannot say Gudachis Mechitzte. But according to Ramban, it's not the halacha of Gudachis Mechitzte. It's called Poches Megimu, Kares Michtedam. Kares Michtedam. That's one kashi. The Rajbo raises that kashi in Drama. Then the other kashi is, what's the Pshat? So in other words, Rabbi says that Shibo Nachtu is Pater because of what it reaches Poches Megimu. So this portion bulges, extends above the Utrochim of the Rishis Rabbi. So it's Adi Mokim Tu. Adi Mokim Tu. So why does Ravashi say, so Rashi can just say because it's not mechitzeh, but according to Ramban, even Rome doesn't apply any din of Gudachis mechitzeh. So what's the machlekes? Yes. So the question of the Ramban is, the Ravashi. Rabashiyama mechitzes lezich masuiz, v'shal shloim kvanis, elorin ha-mechosa v'zich shloisho, ki yugo v'shusarami meit, mischayet, mu atam lezich. In other words, let's first understand Rabashi. And then we'll be able to understand and need to answer the Rajah's kashi against the Rambam. Rabashi says, since even Rove doesn't apply the aloha of Lomot of Mechitzes, because Lomot of Mechitzes has no application to Mechitzes of a Cape Kui. But he applies the other thing of Lomot, of Pochas Mechimu, Karas Mechitamye. So what does it mean called Pochas Mechimu, Karas Mechitamye? Karas Mechitamye means that the Karka which is a rabbin goes up. The Karka which is a rabbin goes up. So Mimele, Rabashi says to Rove, Yarechis is a chero b'shnei Rosh. If we were able to apply the aloha of Gudachis, then we can understand. So in other words, when it reaches this point, Pochas Megimu Kim. So then we prolong it, we imagine as if it went up. So from the Karka up to here, it's more than it was. But if we don't apply, according to Ramban, we can't apply the aloha of Mechitzes, of Lomot Mechitzes. But the other thing of love, of kol poches megimu karas michtedamye. So in one of share, where do you start counting? Where is the base? Is the base here or is the base here? This is the point where it's poches megimu tvochim from the car. Three tvochim minus from the car. That's the point. Three tvochim minus from the car. Now, from here to here, if you consider this as the base from which you start reckoning, you know, the Yitvochi, so then you have Shivo Mechzo. So you have Shivo Mechzo. So it's not Abdi Mokim too. And if someone of you, if you consider that the Tartar is a rabbi, so that means that the Tartar is a rabbi goes up. So this is the level of the Tartar is a rabbi. So from this point up to here, it's only 7.5. So it's not the Mokito. Not the Mokito. But you'll say, you consider as a base the level here. Not the level here. You consider as a base the level here. Not the level here. So then you have to start counting at 23 to this level. So one of you, how can you be an Ichad Zachem Mishnei Rosh? This is what Ramasha says. Either you say that it is that the Aloha of Kol Pochet Megimul Karet Smichta Damye means that it's considered already, it's lying here. So from this level, so Karaka starts here, in the level of the Karaka starts here. So it's not looking too. So only 10 Tvachim more than 10 Tvachim above this level will be looking too. Not above this level. This is the Svari of Kavash. And what is Rabbi holds? The Torah holds that even though we consider the aloche of the Aris Michta Damye implies that the level of the Karaka goes up, as if it had been elevated. In other words, the moment it reaches Pochas Medimu Pochas from the Karaka, so then we say, at this point, that's the level of the Karaka. There is a bump here in our imagination. We have to consider as if there is a bump, there is an elevation. At this point, where it reaches Pochas minus, so there is a bump. Here is a bump. So Ravashi says to Rabbi, Monavshach, if you imagine there is a bump here, at this point there is a bump, and the Karaka which is rubbing goes up, so Memele, when will the Mokim Ptur start? 10 Tvachim from the bump, from the surface of the bump, from the elevation, not 10 Tvachim from the level here. This is what Ravashi says. So Rabbi says no. Since we imagine as if at this point there had been a bomb and it's elevated, and after all, it's warm ground. And Yefshel Rishus Rabim Sheitz Mulaki Beritne, as the Gemara says in Azeret. So you don't find such an ideal, smooth level in Rishus Rabim as if it had been scraped, by a super perfect machine. That is impossible. So maybe in every Karaka Rishus HaRabim you find bombs. Bigger bombs, smaller bombs. So maybe, even though we imagine, as see, there had been a bomb and the Karaka Rishus HaRabim had been elevated at this point, where the Kabbalah reaches, but when we start counting the Mokim Tov, we do not start counting from the elevated bomb, from the level of the elevated bomb, but from the general level of the galaxy. Why? Because after all, it's one ground of the Vishesharati. Why should we accord it a separate level? So in other words, on one hand, the Aloha of Lobut of Kolpach Hidu, Karas Michtadami implies that it's part, implies that we have to imagine as if at that point, at that spot, the level of the car can be elevated. As if we have been above. So the level is here. Not here, but here. But then, Rav Asher says to Rabbi, so then we should start. So the Mokim Tur would be 10 Tvachim from this level, not from this level. So Rabbi says no. After all, it's one ground. And every ground of which is Rabbim has bumps. It's not completely even level. It's not perfectly even level. Even the so-called even level grounds of which is Rabbim are not in an ideal way even level. So Mele, we start counting the 10 Tvachim not from this level where it has a bump, not imaginatively it has a bump, but from this level. But from this level. And from this level, so this bulges above the other Rosh Hashanah is already in the Mokim Tov. This is wrong. So Mele, the kashi of the Rashba and the Rambam. So why is there a difference between Kofi Alpi or not Kofi Alpi? Now, Omtes, the Rabbi Mechatin Allah, so the Alochi is, this is the Rishi Sarah. Now, I would like to know, this is the Nomik, and it's Omtes, and Rabbi Mechatin. Now, the Alochi is that Avayud of the Rishi Sarabi. Avayud of the Rishi Sarabi. So then the Aloha Avayud of the Rishi Sarabi is in the Rishi Sarabi. Now suppose that your Omud is Omutes. Now then, so it's in Rishi Sarabi. I'll throw a papers. Father Rishi Sayochi, and it will fall on the Gabbai. And that is Tes Tvachim Hal. It's Tens of the Rishi Sarabi. That chayfetz is more than, let's assume it's more than that. It's two Tvachim. So will I be higher than that? We could say that I'll be quarter. Because since the Avir of the Rishi Sarabi has a din of Rishi Sarabi only up to a height of Ten Tvachim, this is already nine Tvachim. Now this already is already above the Ten Tvachim, so I should be quarter. So in other words, so then this aloche of all the tests with Rabbi Mechatzin Olam, so is a Rishisarabim, will have relevance only vis-a-vis chafotzim that are very low. That's a nacha, a small thing. But the big chafetz that is a more than a tefach high, so it has no relevance. Because if you put the chafetz like this, this sefer, and the amud, and it's more than a tefach, so the main way to be active in Mokim Tov, or we can say, no, that since Omutes, Rav Chaim has a din of Rishi Sarabim, so Memele, if we start counting, it has its own Yutvachim, its own Avir of Yutvachim. So in other words, so if Yutvachim from this level, from the Omud, has a din of Rishi Sarabim. And it's Mistaba like that, because Rishayim say that it doesn't mean Omutes, Rav Chaim, or that the Omutes. In other words, anything less than Yutvachim. So if it is a Nomud, that is a Mashu less than 10 Tvachim, and Rabbi Mechatin Olof, it has a Yerush Rabbi. In such a case, so how will it have relevance? Only if you put maybe a Machat, otherwise not. No, so the answer is no. Since this is, now why is a Nomud test? Why is a Nomud test when Rabbi Mechatin Olof has a Yerush Rabbi? So we pointed out that even according to Rashi and Tesis, the Shemin was saying that Rishi Sarabi must have Shishim Ribei, but by all the tests, there is no such prerequisite that Shishim Ribei people should be Mechatin. That's inconceivable. Why? Because it's not a Rishi Sarabi on the basis of its own merit. but it's a Rishis Rabbah because it becomes part of the Rishis Rabbah. So when it is even if we set that on the basis of its own and the capture, if we set on the basis of its own, then we certainly could say that. But even though it's not the Rishis Rabbah on the basis of its own, but it becomes, it's a Rishis Rabbah because it becomes part of the Rishis Rabbah, but it has its own Yitvachim. So we start counting the Yitvachim Avir from the Avramut, not from the level of the Karka Rishis Rabbah. I mean, it's Mistava by the way. Anyway, so Mimele, the same thing would be true. Why? Because the Omud Tes is a Rishis Rabbah because it becomes, the Omud becomes part of the Rishis Rabbah. So Mimele, since the Omud becomes part of the Rishis Rabbah, so it itself has Yutvah. Itself has Yutvah. So the same thing would be true if, let's say, if Yazir Kabetz, then the Chivo Mechzo, then it's not Kof Alpio. It's not Kof Alpio. So if it's not Kof Alpio, so Mimele, when it reaches Kof the beginning of Tvachim from the Karaka, so it's not Kota. Why? Because then it's a Kele. After all, Tensu Shite means that the Kele becomes Kota Teresh Tarabi. It's not Kebea Vishus. We answer it. So, so Mimele becomes Kota Teresh Tarabi. So Mimele, since the Kele is Kota Teresh Tarabi, so when it's not Kofal Pio, it's like a normal test. We haven't had to know it. Because if it's not Kofal Pio, it has a Dogon Misuyen. So it has a Dogon Misuyen. Here is Pochet's beginning from the Karake. When it reaches this point, this is the level of the Karake. And this is Pochet's beginning from the Karake. When it reaches this point, so then it has a Dogon Misuyen if it's not Kofal Pio. So, and since it's a Kele, so it becomes part of the Rishis Rabbi. So it has the same thing like an Omud Tes with Rabbi Chafilo, that becomes part of the Rishis Rabbi. Omud Tes, it becomes part of the Rishis Rabbi, even though it's not a Kele, because Rabbi Chafilo. And here, even though it's not Rabbi Chafilo, but since it's a Kele, it's not a Misuye, so it becomes part of the Rishis Rabbi. So just as we say, it's a Rishis Rabbi, an Omud Tes, that we start counting the new Tvachim from the Abba Amud, so vis-a-vis that Kaveres, that is not Kofa Alpio, when it reaches this point, so it's a Dor Misuye. Dor Misuye. So it's like an Omud Tes. So then the new Tvachim will start. The new Tvachim will start from here, not from here, because it's a separate thing. It's not the Rishis Rabbah. Mashein came if it's Kofa Alpio. So there is no Dor Misuye. So you cannot say, but the whole is part of the Rishis Rabbah. I mean, it's not in the Misuya. So then it's considered. So then we imagine that it is as if the Karka Rishis Rabbah had a bump and it had been elevated. So in other words, so when the Karka Rishis Rabbah has a bump, now let's say we say the Milo Mutvachim is a mocking tool. Now, since it's the actual Rishis Rabbah, we should lack it a little bit. Suppose the level of the Rishis Rabbah all over generally is here. But in a certain place there is a bump, there is a little elevation. Two Tvachim high. The bump is two Tvachim high. Now, and suppose someone will throw it to rest above that bump. And it's only 8 Tvachim from the bump, from the level of the bump, but it's 10 Tvachim from the level of the general ground of the Rishis Rabbah. So, will it be considered the walking tour or will it be considered the Rishis Rabbah? Then it's Mistabeh that it will be considered the walking tour. Because since it's just a bump of the same ground of the Rishis Rabbah, so we don't start counting Yutvachim for itself. So, mainly, if it's Lulik of Alpio, so there is no double Misunian when it reaches Pochas Mikin Utvachim. So then we imagine as if it had been a bomb. Now, if it's a bomb, so we start counting Yutvachim from the general level of the ground, not from the level of this particular bomb, because then it will follow that every point it has a separate Yutvachim, since it's the actual Rishis Rabbah to act the replay. So you always have to measure the level, I mean the altitude, you know, of the point where a certain chiddush rests. I mean, it's not mistaber that we have to do that. So even it's mistaber that since there is no Dovah Misuya that has a certain level. If it's Oitov Alpio, so it has a Dovah Misuya. So it's like an Omutes. It's a Keila and Kavot Pereshus Rabi. You see? So then we start counting the new Tvochim from the Cholai. But if it's Kov Alpio, so there is no Dovah Misuya. So then we imagine as if there had been a bomb. So whenever you have a bomb in the Rishis HaRavim, so even above the bomb, so we start counting the 10 Tvochim, not from the level of the surface of the bomb, but from the level of the general ground of the Kavat of the Rishis HaRavim. So this is, so that's the Pshat.
Shirman Bezit Shabbos Chof Gimel Teves Heitov Shalom at Zion,
January 13, 1977, on Thursday. Certain expression, I mean, that looks a little irregular, but I don't think that we have to put in a very safer. Rabo ma, Ogo ma, to the Hobo Shisha Potter. Pirish will have a hard of mocking to. Why? Because the Kremi Shokone, the vertical, reed, goes always above the telephone. So Abayi holds that since this is not important for the functioning of the Kavere, so maybe it's not considered. The fact that this occupies space, the mind is blocking. And the one is no. It is possible. So the Rajbo says, Vidakke Vizirik Meshus Ayochid Meshus Arabim. So when does Rabbi say that even if it's not, the diameter is not four, so it's water, Dakke Vizirik from the Meshus Ayochid Meshus Arabim. So the Anoche is in the Meshus Arabim, and since a little piece, a small portion of the reed, of the vertical reed, bulges above the Yutvochim, so it's Adim Mokim Tuch. That is the Meshus Ayochim Meshus Arabim, the Inav Meshus Arabim, Meil Amal Maso. Avo Zohak Meshus Arabim Meshus Ayochim, Kol Shein Em Chobo Shisho Chayim, the Meshus Ayochim Eile Adim Rokim. Vili Nire, the Afilo Meshus Ayochim Kvotah, יכול שגיב העשור הוא חוב העבור יוצא מתיר הסקוי. So what is it? So when from the expression we hear it means it's another sheet. But then he discusses something else here. He discusses at first up to the Lira, he discusses the case of Eino Vichova Shisho. Here he discusses the sheet of where it is Vichova Shisho. So in other words, so we have to say we don't have to put in the Toy Sefer, as some would say it as the Toy Sefer. But even though the washing is not very smooth, but what he means is this. He says, Abu Zohat Meshus Arabim Meshus Ayochim Kol Shein Rechov Shisho Chayim. If it is Meshus Arabim Meshus Ayochim, then you know that the Afilu Meshus Ayochim is Poter, if it is Rechov Shisho. Rechov Abo means he can inscribe Abo. That means that it's Rechov Shisho. So in other words, so he says, so it's one thing, it's not two shittes. First he says, in regard to the case where it's not Rechov Shisho, diameter is not Shisho, so then, according to Rabbi, he's only Poter, Zerik Mishayoch Mishayoch, but Zerik Mishayoch Mishayoch, he's higher. But if it is Rechov Shisho, so then he is chayev. Then he is poter. If it is Rechov Shisho, then he is poter. Not only Meshus Ayochid Meshus Arabi, but even Meshus Arabi Meshus Ayochid. This is what he means. We need that. Even Meshus Ayochid, even Zerek Meshus Arabi, Meshus Ayochid is also poter. Not that. That's his shita, and it's contrary to what he said before. The Afilu Meshus Ayochid also poter. If he Zerek, even Zerek Meshus Arabi Meshus Ayochid, he is poter, if it is Rechov Abo, if the diameter is Shisha. Yeah, but there is something else that has to be considered in that Rashi. But if the diameter is not Shisha, so then, according to Rabbi, it's only poter Zerek Meshus Ayochid Meshus Arabi. Aber sehr durch das Rabbinische Sayochi ist Chayim. Why do Sayochi do not work here? So the Mele, the Hanoche is a Hanoche Kulei. Bishu Sayochi. But the question is, fine. The Hanoche is Kulei Bishu Sayochi. But the Akira has to be from the Bishu Sarabi. So if he's there, like Bishu Sarabi, Bishu Sayochi, if he's there, like Bishu Sarabi, Bishu Sayochi, so that means that by the time of the Akira, it's ugly mokim too. So the Akira is not completely from the Rishus HaRabim. So he's a care, a chifetz, that is partly in the Rishus HaRabim and that is partly in the Rishus HaYochim. That's the question. Why does he distinguish between Zerik Rishus HaYochim and Rishus HaRabim and Zerik Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochim? So there is a very big finish in this Rashi. In other words, so the Rashba holds that he, as far as the Hanoche is concerned, so the Hanoche, so the whole Chayfetz has to be Munach in the Rishus HaYochid. So Mimele Zerik Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim, so the whole Hanoche has to be in the Rishus HaRabim. If he's there, he's a yochid Rishus HaRabim. The whole chayvetz has to be mulach Rishus HaRabim. And if it's ugly mokim too, so a little bit of the chayvetz, a portion of the vertical reed, is munach, becomes munach in the mokim too, not in the Rishus HaRabim. So mainly it's not chayim. But if he's there, he's a Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, so then the aloch is, he has to be akir. He has to be a the chayvetz from imokim noch. He has to be a the chayvetz from imokim noch. So mele, even though from imokim noch in the Rishus HaRabim, even though part of the chayvetz is the imokim too, but he still was a the chayvetz from imokim noch. So he's chay. That's a big chiddush. I mean, I wouldn't say it that way. I mean, if you ask for it, we would say that just as in the case of Zerik Mishus HaRabim Mishus HaYochid, so it's just as in the case of Zerik Mishus HaYochid Mishus HaRabim, so it's potter because not the whole chayvetz becomes munach in the Mishus HaRabim. A little bit of the chayvetz, a portion of the vertical leaf, he occupies space in Mokim Tur, so Zerik Mishus HaRabim Mishus HaYochid also. So is a kerachifetz, a little portion of which is noch in the mokim too. So we see from Rashbanat. As far as Akira is concerned, so as long as he is a ker from the Rishus HaRabim in the mokim noch, so is chay. It's a very big chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. All right. Now the Gemara, Omar Hule, Omu Tisha Bishus Rabbi, the Rabbi Mechatzin Olo Vizor, Abino Chal Gabo, is Chayo. My time the Kochis Mishleisho Nidres Darsale. Rabbi, Mishleisho Va Tisha Loi Nidres Darsale, Va Loi Kitupe Mikato. Tisha Vada Mikatrin Olo. So here we have Rashi, we have once mentioned, discussed it, the Rabbi Kvegas, Ahore, that there seems to be a stir between the Rashi here and the Rashi of Tzadikale. So Rashi here says, Tisho Davke, Lokat, Yechozo Lechtuf, Zein Loi Gobei Avloi No, Vizorak Mitchil Az Dalet Lesei Gav, Mikat Veroi, Vechim Yitzorech Vishusarabim, Vishusarabim, Vein Rochev, Vein Kotzer. So in other words, so Rashi Shite is, Rashi Shite is that he doesn't have to have Dalet al Dalet. He doesn't have to have Dalet al Dalet. No, so Rabbi Kvinga points out, I'm the Kamen Tzadik Aleph. There Rashi says to the counter. Oh. The Tzadik Aleph on the base, the glory, right after the Mishnah. In name of Askupe Rishus HaRabi, Kegen Yivei Ates V'Rochif Abbo V'Rabi Mechat Noron V'Chazin L'Rabi L'Kutuk T'Gomer Perikam. So Rashi emphasizes the Rochev Avot. Now the Rambam also says that it's not net like Rashi here, not like Rashi Daftari Kalev, that it doesn't have to be Avot. It doesn't have to be Avot. It's not only that he says the same thing as Rashi here, Mam is the same expression as Rashi. The same expression. So the Magnishne points out that the Raivet is Chayim. The Raivet Chitty is that when does it have a din of Rishis Arabim? It has a din of Rishis Arabim only when it is when it has Dalet al Dalet. Aber rein mit Zaukos und die Rüche darf die Brüche dauert, wie darf die Schöne Katrin oder die Schöne Katrin. So there is a machlekel between the Rambam and the Reif. Na, and from the Reif it's mashma, that if it's not Rochem Dalet, so then it's not a Rishis Arabi. So it's not a Rishis Arabi. Not just because of Anoche Chshuvo, and I'm working Choshim Dalet Dalet, because as far as Anoche Chshuvo, and I'm working Choshim Dalet Dalet is concerned, So there are certain situations where we can dispense, where we dispense with that requirement. So, and the Raimitz, from the Raimitz Loshni, it's mashma no. Even if the machshove will be dafke over there, but if it's not all about dawe, then the amud is not a vishus arabi. So it's not shayach to say machshavti mashma limoke. Now, so the Nitziv, when he say for Shabbos, so he says that there is no stira between Rashi here and Rashi Daf Tzadik Aleph. Rashi here just discusses whether it's a Rishus Rabbim or it's not a Rishus Rabbim. So Rashi says that Omutes Rabbi Mechatinolo has a din of Rishus Rabbim, Bein Rochel Bein Kotz. And even if he doesn't get Dalet al Dalet, it's still a Rishus Rabbim. But then, there he says Dalet al Dalet because of the other requirement. The other requirement of Hanoche Chshuvo, Al Mokel Choshim of Dalet al Dalet. But here he says because as far as that prerequisite is concerned, so we can dispense with it. Let's say if it's machshavti mishmachshav lemokim. So in other words, there is no stira. Not as Rabbi Kreger assumed that Rashi was chizeh. That's what he called. No, he was not chizeh. Here it discusses the question as to whether it has a din of Rishus Rabbim. So it has a din of Rishus Rabbim, becomes born of Rishus Rabbim, even without Dalet Dalet. But then there is another prerequisite, another requirement. It has to be anoche, animokim choshev. So that can be disposed of. Let's say machshavti machshav lemokim. Right, but from the Raimet, it's mashma that it's not even a Rishus Rabbim if it doesn't have Dalet Dalet. Just as it cannot be kamelis, if it doesn't have Dalet Dalet, so it cannot be a Rishus Rabbim either. So the question is against Rashi here and against the Rambam. They say that it has a din of Rishus Rabbim even without Dalet al Dalet. So why should it be Goruat and Karmeles? It cannot have the Chalishem Rishus of Karmeles without Dalet al Dalet. Why? Because without Dalet al Dalet, it does not have the Chshives to have Rishus. So even if it cannot have, if it's not all and all, so like it's kama v'chamo, it should be kalochimer of logic that it should not have the chshives of having the rishus of rishus rabbi. So that's no kashi, because ligami karmeles. So anything, let's say anything that is goveya gimel and rochem dalet, so it is kiveya irishus karmeles on its own merits, on the basis of its own merit. So in order to be kiveya ishem rishus karmeles on the basis of its own merit, if it's not dalet, it cannot be kiveya ishem rishus on the basis of its own merit. Mashiach in here, as we mentioned several times, it's not that omutes v'ram l'chafinom becomes a rishus rabbim on the basis of its own merit. So would it require? It wouldn't require shishim rimei. So why does it require a Shem Rishis Rabbim? Because it's a Dach the Rishis Rabbim, and the Nele seems Rabbim is Mechatrin Allah. So the Mele becomes both of the Rishis Rabbim. So it's not on the basis of its own merit. So the Mele Rashi here says, since it's not on the basis of its own merit, but becomes, it acquires a status of a Rishis Rabbim because it becomes both of the Rishis Rabbim. So even without doubt or dalet, it can become both of the Rishis Rabbim. Mashenkin over there, something is going to be a gimel. So there it has to acquire a status of a Kamalas on the basis of its own merit. So without doubt or dalet, it cannot become a Kamalas. Now, but then the Rashba says in explaining the Rambam, so one could say, I think the Rashba said it. So the only kasha that bothered the Rashba is how about Hanochech Shuvah? So then he says, So one thing we see from this Rashba, that he does not accept, he does not agree with the Nitziv's Pshat Rashi. Because according to Nitziv's Pshat Rashi, so Rashi only says, Bevochem bin Kotzer, it's a Rishis Rabbi, but in Achanamid, it has to have dalet because of Anocha Mokim Choshev. But that can be, under certain circumstances, it's dispensable. So, but he doesn't say that. He assumes, the Rashba assumes that according to Rashi, he says, Bechochet Mikotzea. So not only does it deal with Sarabi, it is considered Anocha Choshev without any special machshove to make it into a Mokim Choshev. Why? Because since it's used, after all, what is it used for? For the baggage. To put the baggage, to fix the baggage. So for that purpose, if without doubt or doubt, it can fulfill that function. So Mimele, it is considered, it's always working function. So it's always working function. All right. Yeah, but then, so the Rashba assumes that in Rashi, and that according to Rashi and the Rambam, not only does it have the Chalish, a status of a Rishis Rabbi, but it's a Mokim Choshev both. So we don't have to resort to any special circumstance of Machshav to Machshav to Mokim. That's vis-a-vis the Rambam and Rashi. Vis-a-vis the Raimed, so it's Mashma from the Rashba that the Raimed holds, so you're nationally dealing with Rishis Rabbi. So in other words, so he holds that if it's not our talent, so it's not only that he's potter because of a Mokim Choshu. It's not, he doesn't even have a status of a Rishis Rabbim, according to the Rabbim. Alright. Omale Abaye Rabbeis and Gumemai, suppose there is a Gumei pit in the Rishis Rabbim. And does it have also a Din of a Rishis Rabbim? Because the name Rishis Rabbim are sometimes mishtamish in that gum. Omale bigumetes. Omale bechei bigumet. Robo ma bigumelot. Does not the bigumetes in Rishis Rabbim, even though the Rabbim are mishtamish, so does not in Rishis Rabbim. By time, tashmish on the apchat, which means tashmish. So that's why he does not have a din of Rishis Rabbim. Because it's only al de'atrak, it's not handled, it's not used very comfortably, conveniently. By the rabbi. Alright. Gume amuketes, my, dabrish sayochid, aso, tanyu, when kokigay, when ikton echit, zonu, kiyo, lechum, dalosh, sayochid, hoche, my, iam, vilo, mamche, vilo, ish, zaram, chapeitze, shviyodom, abihad,
ויוסי דרשום וישעקל אם נמצא שצריך לרבי אם כך יש עשר רבי רובו מהגום אלוהי מייטיימה תשו שאל דרגו יש ביטשו ואיל כך לבטיר רבי מועל הקרמלס איסר עבד במס נראות הוי סוקופות שנחת יש עשר רבי יפי עשור חוכב הדלת אם מיטלתו אם תכו יש עשר רבי יש עשר רבי מסייך פוחס מכאן מיטלתו so if you have a box that is in the Rosh Hashanah, if it's going to be a song, Chobot Alev, so you cannot be mitaute from the Rosh Hashanah in the box, because then you are in effect meiti from the Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. Or from the Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. But suppose it's not going to be a Yud, so you allow the Chathile to be mitaute from the Rosh Hashanah into the box. Into the box. My lavasi. My lavasi. Then it says, Vechem Begume. The price says, Vechem Begume. My lavasi. So that means it has reference to the safe where the Gume is poches with you. It stays, so you are allowed to be mitalte. But according to Rabbi, so that gume should have a being of a carmelis. Now, so the gume is a carmelis, the inside of the gume. Mashiach came the svasa gume, that's the Rishus Rabbim. You're not allowed to be mitaltel from the Rishus Rabbim, the carmelis. You are made in the Rabbonim, you are made in the Rishus Rishus. So why does it say, v'chein v'gume, that mitalteli? So it's a kashi against Rabbi, because against according to Rabbi. So in effect, he is mitaltel from the Rishus Rabbim, the Kabbalists. My Lama Seife. So the Gemara says, Roi Reish Arish, that he doesn't have reference to the Seife of Poches Miyut, but it has reference to the Reish. The Reish deals with the Kupon of Abayayu. So the Chim Begumomi has reference to a Beir that is Omikyu. So then the halacha is that we cannot be mitalte. You're not allowed to be mitalte from the svasa gume into the gume, because you are meitzi. Mishu sarabi, mishu sayoch. Now let's see the Rashi. A mitalteli, the haver is sayochi le'atzu. Ochi le'atzu. Poches mikano, if you gave away the recha mitalte, vim teima. Poches miyud, uchob da'ole, kamalasi, so mele, it should be oser, why is it mitalechat chilet, and mitalteil, the inside of the box is a kamalas, and this is the Rishus Rabbim, so it's mitalechat chilet, and kamalas. Loi goza rabon levatum, and mitiraskeli, hoi lukli. So in other words, so it's again, the same kind of rabondes that Rashi said in connection with Kaveres, with Kolobom. So Rashi said there, Doshmo Kamali Vintil Luid Viasor Ramalishus Latzmi, Doshmo Kamalis, are you up with the Raisar, which you sell in the Rabbonim? We will hook you on the Vitirabo, King Zushi Potamacham. So Rashi Shite appears that the whole Halushem of Kamalis is the Rabbonim Halushem. And with the Raisar, there is no such Halishem as Kamalas. So every Kamalas with the right say, what kind of Halishem does it have? It is a Halishem of Invokim Tum. So Rashi Shite is not like Teisves. Not like Teisves. That a Kele is bottled to the Rishus Rabbim. And it has a din of the Rishus Rabbim. Even though it's Gevei Agimu. So they call it Teisves. That's Teisves Shite. Rashi Shite is no. A Kele is not bottled to the Rishus Rabbim. So the Mele, if Ikele will, so Ikele can be considered as a Mokim too. If the Kele is Gobei Ayut, the Gobei Ayut, and it is set up in the Rishus Rabbim, whether it's Chochet Dalet or not Chochet Dalet, doesn't make any difference because in Kamalas it cannot be. So the Mele is always a Mokim too. So as long as it's Gobei Ayut, or more, so it is invoking too. So the melee, poches mikan,
Poches Mikam, so it's Mutter to be Mitalte. Why? Because you allowed Lechatrila to be Mitalte of a Moshe's Rabbi in Bokim Tov. Teisves Shite is that the Kehillah becomes bottom to the Moshe's Rabbi. The Kehillah becomes bottom to the Moshe's Rabbi. So Mele, you're again allowed to be Mitalte from the Moshe's Rabbi into the Kehillah. That is not Oveyayu. Why? Because you're allowed to be mitaltel from the Rishus Rabbim to the Rishus Rabbim as long as you are mitaltel less than Dalai Lamas. So according to both, you're allowed. But to Rashi, according to Rashi, it is Imokim Tur. It is Imokim Tur. And the Agoy Soshra says it in the name of Rashi, in so many words. The first Agoy Soshre, the on top, there is only one Agoy Soshre, the problem. The Chinkum of Abiyah Yud, Chomo, Arba, Haber Yusal Yochid Mu, Poches Mikam, Haber Mokim Tu, the Incarnal is Mikim. But this was not the cause of the Sheik of Teisves, because according to Teisves, it's not the Mokim Tu. It came and becomes both to the Rishu Zara. V'chim Pirish Rach V'rash. So he says, in so many words, that's Rashi. That's Rashi. However, the Mi'ili, he says that if it's Poches Mikan, if it's not Rubei Ayud, so Mi'ili, it's both of the Rishus Rabim, so it's a Rishus Rabim. So there's the Machlokes between Rashi and Eisus. The Rashi. Alright. Eisus. Nishabe, Lishni the Rishus Rabim, Vimliach, Vimliach Rubei Bibei, That's the halacha that is one. If you set up an Eruv Tchum, what is an Eruv Tchum? Eruv Tchum can be, an Eruv Tchum can be set up in two ways. Now, one is allowed to walk in every direction 2,000 times. 2,000 times. From the border of the city. 2,000 times. But suppose there is a very important reason as to why he has to walk, let's say, 4,000 tamos from the border of the city. So then he has an eight. He can set up an air at Tchumi at the point that is 2,000 tamos from the city. So that is his mikimsh, he said. So Mimele, he is allowed from that point 2,000 tamos lechol ruach. Now here's the city. Let's say a Talmud Chochem, he expects a Talmud Chochem to arrive here. So, and from here, from the city, to the place where he expects the Talmud Chochem to arrive in Shabbos or on Yom Tov, is 4,000 tamos. So he sets up an Eruv Tchumin here, 2,000 tamos from his city. So that is became Shvise. So he's allowed to walk from that point 2,000 tamo in every direction. Now he's in the city, so he can walk like this. So and he can walk and he can walk also from here 2,000 tamo. So mainly you'll be able to walk 4,000 tamo from his city. Because his became Shvise is not the city, the became Shvise becomes here. So he sets up an area. Now he can set up the Erev Tchumim in two ways. Either by being there the whole Ben Hashmosh is in person, let's say he just walks over there just before sunset, Friday afternoon, and he stays there till Tzitzak Chavim, then he can walk home again. Because as long as Mishikidish Hayeh, so he's there in person, so he's Kedish Mishay, so that becomes his domicile for that Shabbos by virtue of the fact that he was present at that point. So Mimele, that point becomes his domicile for that Shabbos. So then he can walk after this at Chobi Friday night, he walks back home to the city, and then he can walk tomorrow morning, Shabbos morning, he can walk 4,000 tamos
because he's a, that's his Bamasayo, so really he has 2,000 tamo b'chol ruach. So in other words, when he walks from here to here, so that means it's in this ruach, and then from here to here, it's in the other ruach, in the other direction. Alright, so that's one way of establishing Bamasayo for Shabbos. The other way of establishing Damisar for Shabbos, if he puts, let's say, an Eichel, a Chalesh, he will put a Chalesh, his Chalesh here, Friday afternoon he comes there, he leaves it there, and then he goes home. So as long as the Eichel is Kayim during the Binash Moshes, so Mimele, so that also establishes his Damisar here at that point. So the Alochim is, if you establish Damisar by virtue of putting an Eichel at that point, at that spot, so he has to be who Eichel in what mechot. What does it mean, who Eichel in what mechot? He doesn't have to be there. He can walk home. He leaves the Chalas here at this point, and then he goes home. But who Eichel in what mechot means, as long as he is allowed to take it out. Let's say he wants to become a shvise. Let's say here is the spot where he wants to become a shvise, where he wants to establish his namasai. And there is a bear there, and he puts the chale in the bear, inside the bear. So if he's allowed to, as he stands on the svasa bear, to pick up the chale, then it's considered who the ruvim mechot. But if he's not allowed to pick up the chale on the spot where he wants to establish namasai, so it's hubi mokim echot, so then it's considered hubi mokim echot, and hubi mokim echot. So this is what the Gemara says. It's chavim b'lish b'idush yisarabi, b'iliach yirubi b'beir, b'iliach yirubi b'beir, l'mayla mitvochim yirubeir, l'mata mitvochim yirubeir, heichedom, nilay me b'beir diz b'yaso, ulmayla didaloe b'isk, ulimato didatoe b'isrei, mali l'mayla, mali l'mato. So what difference does it make? If you have a bear here, so does it make any difference? And it's 10 tvochim deep. So does it make any difference where the chale is lying on the ground of the bear, or the chale is lying just on the top of the deifnei bear? So the whole teich bear is considered a mishtayori. So even though, let's say the chale is here, the svasa bear, and here's Vasabeir, and the Chale is over here. So if he'll be made from here into this Vasabeir, he'll be Chayr Hatos. So, in other words, when he puts on top of the wall of the bay, of the Deiknabe, when the Umato de Tatoye base, if the Chale is placed on the ground of the bay, Malil Mato, who be Mokimacho, who be Mokimache? Because the whole teich, the whole inside of the bear is a rishis ayochi. El olav b'beir lesbiaso. Because Tomi Yehu be'ire. So we have to say, b'beir lesbiaso. If Tomi Yehu